Go back to that wording you've got up there, Scott, please, that you want to make a change on.
And before you decide on this, if you want me to pull up the next one because the wording is different on it, would you want me to do that?
Yeah, yeah. See what you got.
Okay. Keep in mind this one is a property that has been renting, so this one is worded as planning staff will issue a certificate of compliance when all decision of record requirements have been completed. The applicant will have 120 days to complete the requirements or the continued nightly rental shall stop until a CFC has been issued. So this is a property that is already nightly rentaling, and that gives us a timeline for the CFC to be completed. The 120 days, it relates to the decision of record, same number of days. So I'm open to feedback from the Planning Commission. And these are just suggestions. That's all these are, staff recommendations. There they are side by side. I'll help you out just a little bit.
Scott, was there a timeline anywhere before?
Nope, it was always my understanding that the CFC had to be issued, but after you read the actual definition, and the planning staff and I went through it and looked, and I searched, and that's how that definition, you guys may come up with a different feel.
Well, you are correct. We can add that on each decision.
Correct. It's not going
without going back and redoing the code. I mean, you're right. Absolutely correct on right. That. So it'd be up to this body to decide if you want to do that at this time.
Which, when you get finished looking, let me know.
We and can I can either go take back. A consensus vote on this, or we can. It'll show up when we vote on the project.
Should the language be changed on the one on the right? No, the one on the left. I can't see that far. Shall stop? Should it say shall cease operation?
It can. I can put whatever wording in there you guys feel like is more appropriate. So
the more defined it is, the better off we'll be.
Right. So instead of stop, it would be cease. I can do that. If you want to make that motion, or
you can do that cheaper than a lawyer.
Am I looking for a motion? Sounds like it.
I like both ideas. I'm trying to figure out how to make the motion sound right.
Because
it depends on
time,
it depends on what kind of nightly runner we're dealing with.
Yeah.
As to which one we're going to add to it.
Well, you would add this.
Right.
This one is included within the staff recommendations for 186 Fairlane Drive.
On a new rental.
It'd just be, yes, new. Yeah. And it's item number 9.
For an existing rental. And in process.
That's trying to come in.
The only reason I didn't put it on this same page is because I kind of wanted to highlight it and let you guys look at it and decide and put them side by side.
The timeline is definitely needed.
And I agree.
I think the wording, the change, would be sufficient.
So in order to prove, for the applicant to prove that they have completed the requirements, they're going to have to bring in statements from the various and the sundry organizations that are required to inspect them. Mm-hmm. I make a motion that we include this wording as required, depending on what type of a nightly rental we're talking about. Because I'm not going to make a motion to approve that one for everything, because that's not the way they're written.
I understand what you're saying.
I make a motion to to do this appropriate wording for nightly rentals.
To include, in other words, to include something to take care of this problem on that, however it comes up.
It won't take care of it, but we got to get started somewhere.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Have you got that motion, Bonita?
Sort of, kind of. Yeah.
Sort of?
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion by the board? Are we ready for a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
That's good work.
Okay, go back to the Best Gateway vacation rental, and then we will take a vote on whether we approve this project, right?
The what?
We just have,
oh, I thought you did.
No, that one was not. That was just to include
language to include number 9.
We have not voted on the project yet.
Now, are you going to include that wording on her?
It is in.
Well, I thought it did. That's where I guess
well,
I misunderstood.
It's in there, but
I just put it as number 9.
We voted on approve or include that wording on the project. Or further projects.
Yeah.
Now we're voting whether to approve this project, and the floor is open for a motion. Go ahead, Tracy Senate.
Good evening.
Do I hear a motion to approve or disapprove this project? Got awful quiet in here. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion or anything anybody wants to add? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Final vote for number 1722, 141 Monte Cristo Drive, nightly rental.
Okay, 141 Monte Cristo Drive. Here it is highlighted. I'll zoom in on it. A pictometry view from the west, from the east, south and north. That's a representative. He wants to speak, but Tom Strickler is seeking the Planning Commission approval of the special use permit. Tom has owned this home since April of 2011 and used it for nightly rental from this date to the present. Tom markets the home on his own, not with on-site vendors like VRBO, local real estate agents, etc. The home has been rented to friends and acquaintances exclusively, except on two occasions. And I'll let him talk about the donations that he's, because he added some to those. He also had submitted the Western Taney County Fire District inspection that he had done. And I've got it on one of the next slides. Jerry and Julie Jones, owners and residents of the other half of the duplex, which is 116 North Tuscany, have submitted an email to the planning office stating they have not had any problems or been inconvenienced in any way by the Stricklers' use of their home as a nightly rental, which they occasionally rent to friends and family. They have no objections to their continued use of their home in this manner. And here is the fire district's inspection. Of course, we have our nightly rental definition, the maximum occupancy definition, and then the parking space requirements. Staff recommendations for permit number 1722 would be 1, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2 would be compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3 is a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number, shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 5, the residents located at 141 Monte Cristo Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. which the maximum occupancy, of course, is a two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom, which that occupancy could be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, the 141 Monte Cristo Drive Vacation Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use changes. Seven, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And then nine would be the planning staff will issue a certificate of compliance, CFC, when all decision of record requirements have been completed. The applicant will have 120 days to complete the requirements or to continue nightly rental shall cease operations until a CFC has been issued, if you so desire that wording.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. Is there any questions about the last deal that we put on 9 on the...
Gotcha. I don't believe so. Just basically we need to get everything done.
Just wanted to make sure that before we do that you understood about the 9 because that is something that we haven't been doing in the past.
And as we indicated when we were here last week, we've not been running.
Okay, I got it.
People have used it. We're not receiving any income off of it.
Is there anybody has any questions for the applicant from the board?
They're all pretty much the same. I went roughly 1,200, 1,300, I believe. Yeah, we do not have a loft in our property. Yeah, 12. That's just from, it's at least 1,200, I'm sure.
And how many occupants did you say?
If it's a two-bedroom, he'd be allowed to have 6 occupants, 2 per bedroom and 2 per the unit, and then need 3 parking spaces, correct.
You know, not everyone was here last week, and I made some comments. I'd be glad to make those again if people want to hear them or they don't want to. I'm certainly fine with not going into that. That's,
I actually listened to the
minutes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's mainly the ones that weren't here. Give them an opportunity. If they've got any questions, they'll put them on you.
Okay. Very good.
Is this in the Fieldstone Villas?
It is, yes.
Is there anything else from the board?
May I ask a question?
No.
To get a
question? No. No. Are we ready for a vote now? I would entertain a motion.
I have another question.
Oh, fine.
That's okay. So when these were built, because of the definitions that Scott went over. So these were built as duplexes. So the developer, how was this approved in the beginning?
I think that's your big question. Is the developer will say one way and the commission's attorney says another way, so they're required to come back and get the special use permits.
And again, as when we purchased, we told our realtor the only properties we wanted to look at were nightly rental properties. And we confirmed that with the HOA people when we purchased, prior to purchase.
The HOA said nightly rentals were allowed.
Yes. Yeah. Ruth Hinkle was in the office at that time. And it was obvious, I mean, you all have heard this, that nightly rentals have been going on out there for several years.
Anything further from the board?
It would have been in your other.
It's all right.
I think it speaks highly from the person sitting right next to